Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. It's anniversary month at Watchmen on the Wall. 91 years ago, Southwest Radio Ministries was founded. In April 1933, our founder, Dr. E.F. Weber, declared for the very first time that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. This week, the Radio Vault will deliver a classic program on the Olivet Discourse from Noah Hutchings. We'll examine how to be prepared to deal with the perfect economic storm. And today, we begin a brand new series that will examine how the Book of Revelation intersects with today's headlines. We're less than a month away from our next in-person event, Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th in Bel Air, Kansas. Come hear Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Larry Stamm, Josh Davis, Clayton Van Hus, and Rob Lindstedt. A special One World update will be shared, biblical mysteries will be revealed, and the latest update on what is happening in Israel will be shared. All this and much more will be covered at the Prophecy in the News Live event, May 3rd and 4th. Register today for this free event. Seating is limited, so don't delay. Visit the events page of our website, SWRC.com, or register by phone, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News Live, May 3rd and 4th at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air, Kansas. Time now to join our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, with today's guest.
The book of Revelation is always relevant and timely, especially today. On this show and the next, we're going to be discussing the new book, Revelation 9:1-1, how the book of Revelation intersects with today's headlines. The authors, Pastor Paul Begley and Troy Anderson, are with us, and we have the privilege of getting their insights into the book of Revelation and what it reveals about today and about tomorrow and beyond. Pastor Begley is host of a popular YouTube show with over 250 million views. Troy Anderson is a Pulitzer Prize nominative investigative journalist and five-time number one best-selling author. They're both on the show with us. Gentlemen, thank you so much and for the work that you do together.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Larry.
Well, as we get into the interview, let me ask, what was your inspiration for this book, Revelation 9:1-1? In other words, what jump-started you into this project?
Well, this is Pastor Paul. Before I even contacted Troy, I actually had a vision. I had a vision. I had taken a nap, and the Lord came to me and showed me in bright red letters a sign. It was Revelation 9:11, just like it is on the cover of the book. And I heard the Lord in my spirit. I heard the Lord speak to me. It's upon mankind. It's about to happen. Write it down. When I came out of the Spirit of the Lord and I began to say, what in the world is the Lord saying to me? I picked up my Bible and went to Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. And it was the scripture of the Apollyon, the destroyer, coming out of the bottomless pit and releasing the demons of hell and, you know, and releasing the other four fallen angels from the river Euphrates. That was how, I mean, it was like a command from God, write the book. I'm not an author, so I knew I was going to need some help. Started praying to who to help me.
Yes, I know that verse, Revelation 9:11, says, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon or Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon or destroyer. So that's how you got involved in this. How about you, Troy? What, I'm sure when Pastor Paul contacted you, probably something's happened. What did the Lord say to you in this project?
Yeah, Pastor, so when he got a hold of me and told me about this idea for Revelation 9:11, I told him I'd pray about it for a week and talk to my wife. And so I looked up that chapter. I realized that it's got to be one of the most enigmatic chapters in the entire Bible.
Yeah.
And it's one of those chapters you just sort of usually jump over because it seems like it's just sort of unbelievable. And so I did some research that week, and I had a book I bought when I was young called The Prophecy Knowledge Handbook by the chancellor at Dallas Theological Seminary. And he has a commentary on Revelation 9. And he says in there, and so did Dr. Mark Hitchcock, and even Pastor Greg Laurie gave a sermon on this, that he believes it's just a feast of demons upon the earth during the tribulation. And so I thought, wow, you know, that's gigantic. And it says these angels bound at the river Euphrates are released, and they kill a third of humanity, this demonic horde. I talked to my wife, I prayed about it, I came back and told Pastor Bailey, yeah, let's write this book, because it seems like all the research I've done the last dozen years, I've just come to the conclusion that we may very well be on the verge of these events of the book Revelation unfolding. So I thought this would be an important message to get out to the world.
Yes, it really is. You know, as you were just speaking now, I'm looking at Revelation 9, verse 20, where it says, "And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands." You know, when we look at the progressives today, some of them seem to be so far out of reach. I mean, some of the things they say and what they believe, what they teach, some of them are leaders. I'm thinking, you know, the demons are on the loose. This is not just human depravity. It's got to be coming from the pits of hell. So that's one of the things that I love about this book. You know, and just looking, as I've read your book, you point out that today's polls show that about 80% of evangelical Christians, as well as scores of prominent ministers, pastors, Christian writers, and others, believe we are living in the end time. Even if you go out on the street and ask the average Joe about the world situation, he'll probably say, well, doesn't the Bible say something about this? You know, he may not know anything about the Bible, but he says, doesn't the Bible say something about this? So I think we are in a critically important time. You guys have really, I think, zeroed in on something very significant. So how does it feel to know that this book has been made available to the whole world?
For me, it's a little overwhelming. When this book went number one 4 months before it was shipping, I said, Troy, what in the world's going on? Have you ever seen this before? He said, no, I haven't, but it does happen. I said, the Lord revealed to us even the cover, what it should look like. And I remember, and Troy's wife designed the cover. And I said, look, I see the planet, like Hal Lindsey's late great Planet Earth. But the difference is, this one's on fire. We're 50 years past the beginning of late great Planet Earth. One of the things that Hal Lindsey said in his book was that it'd be take an act of God for the river Euphrates to dry up, because it was 100 yards wide and 40 feet deep. Well, today the river Euphrates has dried up. You can walk across. So I guess we've had the act of God. And that was so relevant to the realization that things, as you just said, the evil. I mean, we talk about in the book, you know, the Great Reset, the Green Religion, the woke agenda, Marxism, the destruction of the education system. And we go on and on and on. We dig it deep. And we find that the hordes of hell are just being released upon the earth, and people don't even know that they're being led by the demons.
Right.
They don't even know that Christ, what God can do through Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I'm a little stunned about it all, but God's a big God. He does big things.
At the opening of chapter 3, A Vortex of Evil, you have an amazing quote from President Woodrow Wilson that expresses a reality that we all need to experience. And President Wilson said this, and I'm quoting from your book, and I'm paraphrasing it. He said that some of the biggest men in the U.S. are afraid of somebody, afraid of something. They know they had better speak in a whisper when they speak in condemnation of it. Wow, coming from President Wilson. Like I said, the thing that I really appreciate about your book, there are many good points, but the fact that there is some kind of superhuman involvement in what is happening in today's world, especially in our country.
Yeah, Pastor. Throughout the book, I tried to find these powerful quotes from different world leaders, prominent, talk about this behind-the-scenes battle that's going on. That chapter opens up with that famous story of the old Bavarian Illuminati.
Yes.
You know, as a story, one of the messengers for the Illuminati was on his way to Paris, and so supposedly was struck by lightning, and then somebody found him, and inside his clothes they found these documents talking about the New World Order through revolution. That's sort of where that whole New World Order term comes from. And, of course, the officials in Europe, they were shocked by this group's plans to supposedly overthrow the monarchies of Europe and the church, and it banned the Illuminati. And then the question's always been, did it just go underground? Did it merge into Freemasonry? What exactly happened to this secret society? And so there's, like, President Wilson, President Kennedy, different American presidents have made statements about sort of the secret societies and the behind-the-scenes brokers. And, here we are 2 centuries later. Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum has announced the great reset of capitalism. And this is just sort of the rebranded old New World Order term. And so we're sort of watching this long-term plan come to fulfillment. And behind the scenes, it's a great spiritual battle between the forces of God and the forces of Satan. That's what we're seeing play out on
Earth at this time. In fact, that statement about the man killed by a bolt of lightning, as you pointed out, he was carrying a document which described the Illuminati's goal for a new world order through revolution. Is there a connection? Have you found a connection between the Illuminati and Freemasonry? What are the similarities?
Tim Mars is a Pulitzer, or he's a former investigative reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and a New York Times bestselling author. He wrote a lot of books about this, and I interviewed him several times. In fact, he had one book called The Illuminati, The Secret Society That Hijacked the World. And it's a very fascinating book about the history of this secret society. And he claims in there that the Illuminati did merge supposedly with the top echelons of Freemasonry. And of course, you know, Freemasonry is now one of the world's largest organizations or secret societies. But only the people at the very top understand the real goals of kind of thing. And they're interlinked with many other different organizations and groups and that kind of thing. So that's what Mars talked about in his books.
Yes. Well, friends, Revelation 9:1-1, the book that we're talking about and offering to our listeners, is certainly a thought-provoking exploration of biblical prophecy in the context of contemporary events. Troy Anderson and Pastor Paul Begley explore the connection between the transhumanist movement, artificial intelligence, and classified government and military programs with prophecies in the last days. Wow, what a tremendous book. I've been reading through it. I've read most of it. You will love this book. It's very, very important. It's something that you will want to have on your shelf. It's something that pastors need. Unfortunately, a lot of pastors don't preach on prophecy. They need to be preaching on prophecy. And I think as pastors read this book, they will get a little bit excited about it. So friends, give us a call and request your own copy of this challenging and informative book, 1-800-652-1144. The title, once again, Revelation 9:1-1, How the Book of Revelation Intersects with Today's Headlines, 1-800-652-1144. You know, as I've read your book, what should I say? I have had a sense that there's something special about it. You know what I mean? It's a prophetic book and so forth. Gentlemen, what makes it special? Am I just a little odd, or do you feel that seems like you've been led by the Lord? This is certainly an endeavor that the Lord got you into. Tell us about what makes it special.
Well, Pastor, I've been in ministry 40 years, but I've spent probably 20, close to 30 studying prophecy, as well as pastoring and evangelizing and all that. When the times changed, when 9/11, September 11th event took place, I knew we were in a different world. I think we all knew it. And then confirming it would be this past October 7th that just happened in Israel has taken us to another level. But just to watch our culture erode, watch our schools decline, watch the crazy agendas coming out of Washington.
Yes.
And from Congress. I mean, the green religion. I mean, I actually find people worshiping Mother Earth, not Father God.
Yep.
You know, after a while, you're like, this is big. There's something here. And yeah, the Lord really did inspire and really commanded, in a way, to dig this out, to really take our time and to bring out the truth. And I wanted this book to come out a year earlier, but God's timing is His timing. It took us 2 years. And I think it was right because God knew the timing. He knew that this eclipse was getting ready to happen.
Yes.
we're in the middle. We got Apophis. We got this huge asteroid coming in 5 years. It may actually bring enough debris to create the Revelation 8:8 moment, deep impact. We don't know. There's just so many reasons, and I wanted to be sure that people knew that this is that when we talk about last days, it's not just a figure of speech. It's a reality, and we're all in it. And so we wanted to bring this all the way home, but to give people hope. Give people hope for sure.
Yes, that's really, really great. I found that most pastors in America, maybe most is too strong, but a large number of pastors in America do not preach on prophetic topics. I pastor a bilingual church, Mandarin and English. Now, I don't preach on prophecy all the time, but we certainly look at prophecy, and I found that they just love it. Why don't pastors preach on prophecy more? Well, both of you, I'm sure you could wax eloquent on that, and I want you to give both of you to give a word of exhortations to pastors. Wake up and get this book and start preaching prophecy. But why don't pastors preach on prophecy today?
I'll go first, Troy. I believe they've been told, and a lot of pastors are part of staunch denominationalism, where their preaching series are prepared for them in advance.
Yes.
99% of the modern denominationalism, and I'm not throwing stones, I'm just being honest, 99% do not want to touch the book of Revelation or prophecy.
Right.
Thus, these pastors' hands are tied unless they break loose and break out and say, hey, I know I'm supposed to do a series on this, but here's what the Holy Ghost is telling me. Here's what the Spirit of God is leading me. I got to do this. And some do. Independent pastors seem to be a little bit more open because they don't have somebody over their head as much, and they can hear God. Some are afraid to preach it. They think it's negative. They think their congregation is not going to want it because maybe two or three of their bigger givers tell them, don't do this. If they heed the call of the Great Commission, the whole Bible is about the first coming and then the second coming of Christ, period. There is no other. Matter of fact, the Bible says that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's right there in Revelation. Matter of fact, Revelation 1 says, blessed are ye who hear and read the prophecies of this book.
Right.
So it's a blessing to understand where you're going. So pastors, I say now, get this book and read it, and then obey God. If you'll obey God, the numbers of pastors, because I want to tell you something. Let me just say this real fast, Larry. I've only been invited in the last 14 years to preach in 8 churches, okay?
Right.
And I used to preach in tons of them. But when I started really doing Bible prophecy online, you know, they were afraid, I think. Maybe they didn't know. But 250 million of their parishioners watched me. This is key. The people in the pew want to know what's going on.
Yes.
But some of the pastors are afraid to tell.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, as I mentioned, I have a bilingual church. I was also privileged with starting a church and a Christian school in Pakistan. And once a week on Friday, like 8 a.m. in the morning, I preach in their Friday evening service. And for the last month or so, we've been looking at Bible prophecy. And guess what? They love it. So, you know, I often think, Chinese folks like it, Pakistanis like it. Hey, how about you pastors here in America? Why don't you get a cue from them? And it's so wonderful. I think real people of God who are on the cutting edge and who want to know the truth, and they see what's going on, and then they open the book of Revelation and other portions of prophecy, and they say, hey, the Bible speaks about these things. It's like a revelation. You know, the light goes on. You're absolutely right about September the 11th, 2001 is a day, I think you say, that will go in infamy. I remember what I was doing at that exact moment. I was leading staff devotions and was speaking from John chapter 11. And I remember one of the ladies who's in the watch room, Yvonne, she came running in. She said, America's under attack. And you know, that's kind of, what should I say, a wake-up call. You know, America has always been safe from, you know, the battles were fought in Iwo Jima, Midway, in Germany, and France. Now the battle has come to America. These are certainly apocalyptic days. We're almost out of time, but I want to ask you, give us one word of hope that we have from the prophetic scriptures.
Troy, you want that?
Oh, no, go ahead, Pastor.
A word of hope is this. The Lord says, in the world you'll have trouble, but in me you'll have peace. No matter what's going on around us, once you become a member, once you're born into the kingdom of God, it doesn't really matter a whole lot what goes on around you, because you know you have that divine protection.
Amen.
You're being led by the Spirit. You have the joy of salvation, which is our strength. And so the most important decision is to get saved, give your life to Christ, get into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And then your eyes are opened, and look, Jesus is coming soon.
Maranatha, that's good news. Oh, Lord, come quickly. How about you, Troy? We've got about a minute left. A word of encouragement from the prophetic scriptures.
You know, Pastor, what you said about people loving Bible prophecy, that's been my experience my whole life. I mean, there's even that Lifeway poll says 9 in 10 pastors now see signs of the end times and current events. So they know what's happening. I just recall watching the Billy Graham Crusades with my dad, and he'd always talk about the second coming and Bible prophecy. I did an interview with him in 2013, and he said when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, he believed the same thing could happen again today in America.
Yes.
And now we have this eclipse coming up on April 8th, where it's going to go through 7 to 11 cities named Nineveh in America. It forms this gigantic X in the middle of America. And if you lay it with the 2000 eclipse last year, it forms the letters Aleph and Tav, or Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. So I think God is, it's been a message to humanity that he's returning. These things are about to happen. And so I just encourage people, get right with God. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and ask him into your heart, and he'll transform your life and he'll bring you one day.
Amen and amen. Well, Troy and Pastor Paul, thank you so much for the book Revelation 9:11. We're looking forward to continuing our discussion on our next show. And friends, be sure to tune in to your Watchman on the Wall broadcast of Southwest Radio Church.
Are we teetering on the edge of the end of time? Look at the daily news and you'll see stories about plague, famine, unexplained deaths, artificial intelligence, looming nuclear war, inflation, transhumanism, wokeness, cancel culture, gender identity crisis, and mass shootings. Is this the end of the world? Or are these just precursors to the end of the world? To answer that question, biblical prophecy expert Paul Begley and former investigative journalist Troy Anderson have teamed up to compare today's headlines with the events foretold in the book of Revelation. Their book, Revelation 9:11, reveals their findings. Not only are signs of the end times accelerating dramatically, but a catastrophic economic collapse could be the next major event on the prophetic timeline before the rise of the Antichrist, the emergence of the false prophet, and the installation of the Mark of the Beast economic system. Learn how the book of Revelation intersects with today's headlines in the book Revelation 9:11. Order your copy of Revelation 9:11 today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. Revelation 9:11, 1-800-652-1144. Our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, returns to the microphone now with an important update on our mission outreach in Pakistan.
This is our Pakistan update. You know, friends, we've built and do support Grace Charity School in Tobatek Singh, Pakistan. The teachers are dedicated evangelical Christians. The students have a full academic program, plus learning the Bible. Some of the students make professions of faith in Jesus Christ. That is truly amazing. Since 2015, when we completed the construction of a very serviceable multi-story building, the student body has grown to more than 500 students. Can you imagine what a rich mission field that is? 500 students at Grace Charity School. The students do not pay tuition. If they had to pay tuition, they could not attend. Students are from brick kiln families who make bricks. fathers, mothers, and some of the children are day laborers, and their salaries are at poverty levels. Southwest Radio Church seeks to raise money to pay the teachers and meet the other needs of a school that size. So as we start, I do want to personally thank our listeners who have been helping with supporting Grace Charity School in Pakistan. It is really a miracle work when you think of what we do and what we are and where the school is in Pakistan. But giving to these impoverished children can lift us up above the mundane and bring great joy and peace despite the uncertainty. If you want to climb out of the hole of sadness, do something really good, like contribute to this work, and you'll have that joy of taking part in something that is extremely important. I've been in Christian ministry for more than half a century. I can testify wholeheartedly that God is faithful, even in the most difficult of times. You know, the church was birthed in hard times. It was birthed in the days of the Roman occupation of Israel. Israel's religious leaders had really turned away from the Lord. The rabbis had done a good job of corrupting the words of the prophets of old. And yet, as we read in Galatians 4, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law." Now, you know, man, using natural reason, would have said, well, this is the wrong time. You know, the Romans are there, it's the Roman occupation, the Pharisees are there, but God said this was the right time. I really do want to encourage you to go to our YouTube channel. You can see what the conditions are like and how these kids in Pakistan really need your help. And remember, Grace Charity School is not just any school, it's a Christian school. And it is in Pakistan. So for those who would like to contribute, whatever amount the Lord tells you to give, mail it to SWRC, Box 835, Bluff City, Tennessee, 37618.
The book, Revelation 911 by Paul Begley and Troy Anderson, offers hope and comfort through the power, protection, and provision of the Holy Spirit. Many believe these cataclysmic shakings we see in the news will be accompanied by the greatest awakening in history as the world races toward the return of Jesus Christ. Learn how the book of Revelation intersects with today's headlines in the book Revelation 911. Order your copy when you call 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, we continue our look at how today's headlines intersect with the book of Revelation. Be sure you tune in on your favorite radio station or by downloading our SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.